Hey, this is Nick Valesky with Utah State University Extension's Integrated Pest Management Program, and this is your Vegetable Pest Advisory for June 4th. Let's talk about cucumber beetles. In Utah, we have both the western striped cucumber beetles and the western spotted cucumber beetles. Both can cause significant damage to cucumber crops, like watermelons, cantaloupes, squashes, and pumpkins. Both beetles are about a third of an inch long, have a black head, yellow prothorax, yellow wings, and black stripes or spots. Larvae are a half an inch long with a yellowish white body and a brown head. Eggs are oval shaped and range from yellow to orange. Striped cucumber beetles and adults feed on fruit rinds, foliage, while the larvae will feed on roots as well. Spotted cucumber beetles may have similar damage but less severe. In Utah, the most common damage is adults chewing large amounts of holes into the foliage. Adults overwinter in protected sites near agricultural fields. They become active when temperatures reach around 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Adults can fly up to 500 miles in high altitude air currents. They mate in spring and will lay their eggs on the base of cucurbit plants. Two generations occur in eastern and central Utah. To manage, consider delaying planting until May or mid-June, or until after the beetles have laid their first generation. Plastic or organic mulches can deter cucumber beetles from laying eggs in the ground near the base of the cucurbits. If choosing to use insecticides, be sure the spray penetrates the crop canopy and makes contact with the damaging life stage of the beetle. Home grower options include GardenTech 7, GardenTech Worry Free, or BioAdvance Vegetable and Garden Spray. Now, let's talk about grasshoppers. North America is home to over 400 native grasshopper species. Many are well adapted to the forage and rangeland of Utah. Notable species that cause damage to vegetable crops include the differential, two-striped, red-legged, and migratory grasshoppers. Right now is the time that many grasshopper nymphs can be seen out in landscapes. Grasshoppers have chewy mouthparts that tear away plant tissue and may cause serious defoliation. Most grasshoppers in Utah have one generation per year. Eggs are laid in groups on the soil during the summer and fall. They hatch the following spring depending on the temperature. Newly hatched grasshopper nymphs go through 5 instars before reaching full maturity. Grasshoppers are highly mobile, so control is best done as a community-wide effort. The best areas to treat include roadsides, open fields, drainage ditches, yard boundaries, and general weedy areas. Bait options such as bran plus colberol or Nosema lucticidae are natural grasshopper pathogens, are effective as they selectively kill only grasshoppers and other foraging insects. Dust products that contain carbarol are easy to apply but may be expensive. Spray options include products with active ingredients melithium, carbarol, permethrin, or bifenthrin. There are over 500 products registered in Utah for grasshopper control, but always read labels to ensure proper and legal application. Contact your local county weed office to check availability of sprayers. The USDA APHIS is responsible for control programs for grasshoppers on public lands. Landowners may collaborate to receive federal funding in planning and conducting a cooperative grasshopper management program.